Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're going to begin a very familiar parak, the second parak of Masechet Shabbos, parak Bam Maldikin. Many of us learn or say this entire parak every Friday night. So this is the parak that relates to the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. It's also the parak in Gemara, in Shas, where we have all of the sugis of Ner Chanukah, because once we're talking about Ner, we talk about Neros Chanukah as well. When it comes to Neros Shabbos, there are basically three reasons given for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Shabbos. There's the concept of Kavod Shabbos, the concept of Oneg Shabbos, and the concept of Shalom Bayis. Kavod and Oneg are mitzvos midivrei Kabbalah. Kavod, the way the Gra defines the difference between Kavod Shabbos versus Oneg Shabbos, is Kavod Shabbos is that which you do for Shabbos in advance of Shabbos. So we are mechabed Shabbos by going through the act of lighting Neros in honor of Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is that which you enjoy on Shabbos itself, that during Shabbos a person enjoys the light of the Ner, that is Oneg Shabbos. And Shalom Bayis just means that because there's light in the home, so everything is a little bit more peaceful, people aren't tripping over each other. So so we have this this entire parak that relates to this wonderful mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, which is a mitzvah that we'll see in the parak itself, relates more to women than it does to men, even though if there's no wife, there's no woman of the house, so then it's incumbent upon the man to do this mitzvah, meaning it's a mitzvah on a Jew. It has nothing, it's not really only a woman's mitzvah, but when there's only one person in the house that has to fulfill the responsibility, and there is a woman of the house to do so, so then the woman would be the one to light the neros. There's a fascinating discussion as to why that is true, that it's more a woman's mitzvah than it is a man's mitzvah. I speak about this in my third sefer, Hakon Alamo, but not for now. So now, let's see the Mishnah. What types of wicks and oils can you use for Neros Shabbos, and what types of wicks and oils can you not use for Neros Shabbos? So first we're going to talk about wicks. You're not allowed to use pieces of a cedar tree as your wicks. They're like a wool-like type of part of the cedar tree. Nor flax that has not been combed. Nor are you allowed to use kalach, which is some type of silk or something like that. Velobiv silas idon, nor the fibers of a willow tree. Velobiv silas hamidbar, nor the fibers that grow in the desert. Some type of grass that you could somehow use as a wick, but you're not allowed to. Velov yiroka shal pnei hamayim, nor are you allowed to use whatever green grows on the sea. So because those things are not going to light very nicely, they're not going to produce a good flame, they're not going to produce a strong flame, and we don't want you using something that doesn't make a steady flame, because if it flickers, you might start tilting the lamp and getting more oil to come toward that wick, and that's going to be a violation of the malacha of mavir. And if you tilt it too much and you put out the fire, it's going to be a violation of the malacha of mechabeh. So we want a steady, strong light. And not only do we have restrictions on the types of wicks you can use, we also have restrictions on the types of oil you could use, on the type of fuel you can use. V'lo b'zefes, you're not allowed to light Shabbos candles using zephas, which is like pitch or tar, as the oil. V'lo b'shava, nor a particular type of wax, the liquid kind of wax. Solid wax burns very nicely and therefore is fine. V'lo b'shemen kik, nor are you allowed to use cottonseed oil. V'lo b'shemen sreifa, you're not allowed to use truma oil, that truma tameya, that the halacha is when truma becomes tameya, it's mitzvah b'sreifa, you're supposed to burn it. So you might think, oh, I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'm supposed to burn my truma tameya, and I'm supposed to light Shabbos candles, so I'll just use my truma tameya oil for my Shabbos candles. So you're not allowed to do that. V'lo v'alya, you're not allowed to use a fatty sheep's tail. V'lo b'chelev, you're not allowed to use chelev, which is the fat of an animal. All of these things are usher to use because they just don't burn well. They just don't make a nice flame. The only exception on this list is shemen sreifa. When we talk about shemen of truma tameya, that could be perfectly good oil, you know, as far as its physical qualities, but you can't use that because it's usher to you're not allowed to burn Shuma Tameya on Yantif. And it could be that when you're lighting Shabbos candles, that is Yantif. Sometimes Yantif falls out of an Erev Shabbos. So since there's an Isser to burn Shuma Tameya on Yantif, so we never allow you to light Shabbos candles with Shuma Tameya. Even though in a Chinami, it would have killed two birds with one stone, and it would have seemed like an easy thing to do. Now the Mishnah says, what about Chelev? Nachum Amad Yomar Madlikim B'Chelev Mevushal. That you could use Chelev that's already been cooked. When it's already been cooked, then it liquefies and it produces a much better flame. Only solid chalev produces a bad flame. And the Chum say, no, it doesn't make a difference whether it's mevushal or it's not mevushal. Now the metziah, they're not arguing metzius. When it is cooked, it produces a solid flame. The question is, if we let you use liquid chalev, are you going to come to use solid chalev as well? So the Tanakama said chalev is aser, and didn't make a distinction between liquid and solid chalev. So the Chachamim are saying like the Tanakama, and Nachum Amadi disagrees with both of them and thinks that we should make such a distinction. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Beis. So we spoke about Truma Tameya in Mishnah Aleph, and we said you're not allowed to use it to light Shabbos candles. So now we never give the reason though. So Ein Madlikim Shem Shreifa B'Yom Tov. The reason is because you're not allowed to light, you're not allowed to burn Truma Tameya oil on Yom Tov, that's why you're not allowed to use it for Shabbos candles either, because Yom Tov sometimes falls out on Friday. Now, why you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov? Because the Mida Oraisa, if a carbon became Tamei and it has to be burnt, it's not allowed to be burnt on Yom Tov. So Mida Rabbanan, we say that it includes not only a carbon that becomes Tamei, not only Kachem that becomes Tamei, but even Truma that becomes Tamei as well. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, in Malikin Be'itron Mekvar HaShabbos. Going back to our list of which oils you're not allowed to use, so Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to use itron because the burning makes it very smelly. When it burns, it gets very smelly, and that's not proper cover for Shabbos. If you would never want to stay in the room, you might just abandon the room where the light is, and then you're not going to have proper oneg Shabbos anyway because you're not going to be able to enjoy the light. Plus, it's not going to be shalom bayis. The Chum say that you're allowed to use any type of oil, b'shemen shumshemen, sesame oil, b'shemen gozim, nut oil, b'shemen tznonos, radish oil, b'shemen dogim, fish oil, b'shemen pakuos oil, some other type of oil that comes from a gourd or something, b'itron, you're allowed to use itron of a naft, and you're allowed to use naft, whatever that is, even if it's something that gives a bad smell, the bartender says, that you're allowed to use that also, because they're not concerned that someone is going to leave the room just because it smells. So they allow all of these oils. Now the Bar Tanura points out when we say that Chum Matirin Bikol Hashmanim, they agree that those things that we said in the last Mishnah are Aser are in fact Aser because they don't make a steady flame. The Chum Aser two fuels that they even agree would cause people to leave the room, balsam oil and naphtha, which produce sparks that scare people. It's only the white naphtha is usher. Other forms of naphtha are mutter. But anyway, so the Chum are not as broad a statement as we think that they're saying when they say that matir bekol hashmanim. They still agree to the list in the previous Mishnah, the Bar Tanura points out. Rabbi Tarfon Omer ein madligan al b'shem zayis b'vad. Rabbi Tarfon is very limiting. He says you're only allowed to use olive oil and nothing else because olive oil burns very nicely, gets drawn to the wick, and it makes a very clear flame, therefore, olive oil is the best thing to use. So to quickly review what we learned today, Mishnah Aleph, we learned first of all that there are certain types of wicks that you're not allowed to use because they don't produce a steady flame. And then we learned all the different types of fuels that you're not allowed to use, most of which because they don't produce a steady flame. But Shemen Sreifa is because it's Truma Tameya is not allowed to be burnt on Yom Tov, so we're afraid that you might burn it even when Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov. And then we learned the machlokas between the Tanakama and Nachum Amadi, whether Chelev Mevushal is okay, because Chelev Mevushal does produce a pretty decent flame. And then in Mishnah Beis, we we started by saying why it is that you're not allowed to use truma tmeya, shemen of truma tmeya, shemen tsreifa, because you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. And then we learned that Rabbi Shmuel says that you're not allowed to use a smelly flame, a smelly oil, because it's gonna cause you to leave the room and not benefit from that light at all. But the Chum say you're allowed to use all different types of oil, sesame oil and other things. And Rabbi Tarfon says, not all different types of oil. The only type of oil you're allowed to use is olive oil. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.